Edinburgh is great. I am speaking to you from the festival where I've just done 3 days. And because I came up, did a few days and go home. It's always weird to be at the festival when you're not fully into it. It's like being a player that goes to the cup final but has broken the leg. You know, they've taken part in all the rounds, but they've not. They get the winner's medal and they don't really need it. Mm. So it's been good. Have you been up to the festival yourself?
You know, I'm ashamed to say, Justin, I've never been. I've been to Edinburgh plenty of times, but I've not been there when the festival's on. I think it's like going to Skegness on a busy day, isn't it?
No, it's not. Honestly, I think everybody. It's one of those things that, especially in this day and age where it's so expensive to do anything, that it can be a huge commitment. But if you fancy going to the festival, you really should. You really should. Nobody ever comes here and goes, oh, it was all right. They always go, it was amazing. I can't believe we haven't been before. There's so many things on and it's great. But the good thing is, you know, if you miss the shows, they're on tour. Like my show coming soon to Lincoln.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking forward to seeing you at the Entrance Shed. Lincoln, good to be back on the road again then.
Yes, it's. I really like this show. I write a lot of new shows and you try and do one every year or every 2 years. And this show particularly, I've really enjoyed performing it and I did it. I've done it about 100 times already. And it came to sort of the autumn and making my plans. And I thought, I'd like to come back. I think there's life in the old dog, you know, and the show's evolved. And by the time you get to 18 months into a show, it should be in shape, shouldn't it? So by the time I get to Lincoln, the show will be well performed and well rehearsed.
Interesting title, Justin. People and Feelings. Sounds like it covers a multitude, this one.
Well, you spoke to comedians before who have to write a show and can't think of anything and then they need a title before they've written a joke. It's about my other half, who I love very much, in case she's listening. But I do love her very much anyway, and she tolerates me. She spends a lot of time on the phone to her friends. About an hour is the average conversation. I say, what are you talking about? And she says, just people and feelings. And, you know, apparently there's something wrong with me that I don't cry when I watch Long Lost Family. I'm moved. Mm. I understand it. But I'm not sobbing because I don't know the people.
Mm. Yeah.
You're judging me now, aren't you, Rob?
No, unless our team loses, then we don't cry generally at stuff on television, do we?
Well, you know, I've cried. Have you ever seen the film The Champ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've cried at that.
Have you?
And, I once stood on a plug in the middle of the night. I cried then.
That's awful, isn't it?
with your foot throbbing and you just watched The Champ, yeah.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? And what about this, the new you? Because I was reading you've got this new clean living thing going. You're vegetarian now, aren't you?
Well, I'm a vegetarian. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I had my hip replaced about 2 years ago. No, I mean, it wasn't a cosmetic choice. I did it on purpose. I had to have it done for medical reasons. And I kind of lost a bit of weight and tried to get a bit healthier. Yeah, so I'm kind of pious. Smoking's gone, drinking's gone, eating lots of food's gone. I'm quite the most boring person you've ever met, Rob.
No, I think you sound right on form and ready to give us a good show in Lincoln. Let's talk a bit about you, because, of course, Phoenix Nights, that must have been great fun to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the thing. I'd just started being a stand-up comedian. I came to the show business quite late. 29 when I first did a gig, and I loved stand-up comedy. I used to go and watch stand-up comedy in Manchester all the time. It was my sort of passion. And I used to follow Peter Kay. I was a bit of a Peter Kay fan. Mm. I wasn't a groupie, but at the time there was great comedians like Peter Kay, Chris Addison, Johnny Vegas, Dave Gorman, Carolina Hearn, and they were all really sort of on the Manchester scene. And one day I just thought, I'd like to be a comedian. How would you do it? And I rang up a comedy club. It's like a film, isn't it? And I said, how'd you become a comedian? And they said, you just come down and do an open mic night. And so I wrote some stuff, got good. And I got good quite quick. And I met Peter Kay, and I was so chuffed about that. And I knew he was making a television programme. And I said to him, could I have an audition? Because I was really interested in what happens in an audition. How do people audition and that sort of thing? And he said, yeah, because you're the first comedian that's asked me for an audition, not a part.
Oh,
everyone else has to be in it.
Yeah.
So I went, got a part, and then I'd been a full-time... Well, I wasn't even a full-time comedian, I was a part-time comedian. And suddenly I was in a television programme, and it was such a laugh, and I'm so proud of it, and so chuffed to have had a little part of it. You know, we none of us had starring roles, but it was a real ensemble feel, and people still love it. And it's nice to have that in your locker.
Oh, gosh, I'm sure it is. You said you didn't come into it till you were 29, Justin. So what were you up to till then? What other stuff were you doing?
I was a salesman, essentially. I used to work for transport companies. Very dull, you know. I mean, it's not unlike my job now, really, travelling up and down the country, you know, in a car which takes lots of petrol, telling lies to strangers. But I used to do it in the day in 20-minute bursts and leave. Now I do it in the evening.
What about this show? You're saying you got this idea from your wife and all the chats with her friends on the phone. Yeah. You're going to have to cut her in on the profits, are you? Seeing as it's the ideas come from her.
Rob, you've got a very skewed idea of how our partnership works. If you think that she's getting a cut, I work for her. That's what I do.
Oh, it's brilliant. Let's talk about other stuff. Your favourite football team, Manchester United, of course. What a cracking start to the season for them. Are you a big fan?
Doing all right. Yes, I like watching the football. I tend not to try and talk about it publicly because when you're a Man United fan, you know, you're a glory hunter. You know, people don't like you and everything. But it's not my fault. I grew up and I didn't have a choice. You know, that's where all the family were Man United fans.
Well, it's nice to find a Manchester United fan who actually comes from Manchester, that area.
Well, there you go, Rob. Is that you who's a Leicester fan who lives in Lincoln?
Well,
yeah,
OK. Touché.
There you go.
Thank you very much for that. Justin, how much of this show is about your younger life and reflecting on your own experience?
The show is about, really, I think, when I think about it, I subconsciously wrote this show, and it's about how I think it's hard to be a teenager now. I genuinely do. I think it's hard to be a young man growing up in Britain. I think the pressures that are on, and all the kids with the Snapchat and the, you know, everything's exposed. There's no secrets anymore. And I talk a lot in this show about playing out, because that's what I loved when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I played out till I was 19. I only stopped because someone had a word with me. Imagine being that. He said to me, "You can't play out anymore." I said, "Why?" He said, "You're 19. I said, "And?" He said, "You've got a beard. It looks wrong."
That's
so
right.
We played out. We just played out and non-stop, and that's what I talk about. And then I end the show with a bold claim. There's no secret to this. I'm not giving anything away, but I end the show by telling the audience that my final story is about the funniest day of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a bold claim to end a show, isn't it? You've gone gung-ho there, where you're saying to the people, right, this is funny. But it is. It's something that happened to me. It's a full day story that it still now makes me laugh. And what happened was I was talking to my son, who's now 20, but at the time he was about 16, and I used to tell this story about what happens. And I know this is quite weird when you listen to the radio. Well, what is the story? Come to see my show and you'll find out. Two things happened in one day that are slightly connected. And I used to tell my son, and it was the only thing that he used to laugh at. Because teenage sons are not really impressed by the dads, are they?
No, that's right. No, you're not cool enough.
Tears would stream when I were telling this story. And he'd go, "Dad, why don't you do that on stage?" And it used to be a bit too real. Do you know what I mean? It was a bit too... It's cheating, because all I'm doing is telling a story about something that happened. But eventually, my son persuaded me to tell this story. And
don't
now,
you're not going to spoil it, are you?
No, I'll tell you if you come to see me in Lincoln soon.
Yeah. What about the DVD, Justin? Tell us about it. Live in Salford.
Live in Salford is still available from all good charity shops and Amazon. I filmed that last September. It was the last show. So if you buy that DVD, none of the jokes are on this show, so it's fine.
What's next for you? You keep popping up on radio and television, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So I'm on tour. I've got 20 dates left on this tour. That'll take me to Christmas. I've got this, that and the other. I've got... hopefully, I'll pop up on 5 Live on Fighting Talk. I do that quite regular. And
love
the
that.
News quiz on Radio 4. And
yeah, love that.
Things like that. And then I start writing a new show. I start thinking about my next show for this time next year. And
will you be having another word with your wife?
No, I've already got my idea for next time's show. And it's got nothing to do with her. It's all about me, 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 me.